يعني. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we begin, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as always, by praising Allah Jalla wa Ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. We begin as always by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then know, ya ikhwani, Allahu yubarik feekum, that the great Imam, the Mujaddid, Shaykhul Islam, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He writes in his book, Al-Qawaid Al-Arba', and he says, Allahu yubarik feekum, he says, As'alullah al-Kareem, Rabbal Arsh al-Azim, an yatawallaka fi al-dunya wal-akhirah, وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرًا وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرًا وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرًا فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الثَّلَاثَ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ. He says, Allahu yubarak fikum, أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم. Said, I ask Allah al-Kareem, the generous, رب العرش العظيم, the Lord of the Great Throne, أن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت, that He should make you blessed wherever you may be. He should make you from those that are blessed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be, أينما كنت. وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكرا, and that He should make you from those that when they are gifted, when they are blessed, they are thankful. وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرًا, and when they are tested, they are patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الثَّلَاثَ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ, and that when they sin, when they make a mistake, they seek the forgiveness of Allah. And indeed, these three conditions, these three affairs are the means of happiness. Ash-shukr inda ni'matillahi ta'ala. Ash-sabr inda al-ibtila' wal-istighfar inda al-dhanub. That a person, he is thankful when he is blessed, and that he is patient when he is tested, and he is from those that repent when they sin. Shaykhana al-Fadil, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, ya ikhwani, Allahu yubarik feekum, he mentions that these three characteristics, that each and every one of us find ourselves in one of these three conditions. that either at a certain time we are being blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that we are being tested, or that we are from those that are sinning. Or we are from those that are sinning. And regardless of what time in our life we exist in, regardless of our age, regardless of our financial condition, regardless of our emotional condition, we are in one of these three categories. From those that are being blessed by Allah, from those that are being tested by Allah, or from those that are sinning. So we are in need of these three different areas. Barakallahu feekum. The first condition, ya ikhwani, Allahu yubarik feekum, is the condition of being blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we understand that from the most superior of blessings of Allah jalla wa ala is that He guided you and He guided me to al-Islam. And not only that He guided us to al-Islam, but He guided us to the sunnah. He guided us to the prophetic traditions, and He guided us to salafiyya. That we should follow that path upon which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum jami'an, they walked. Would the brothers move up? Allahu yubarik feekum, giving room to those that are coming in to sit down. Allahu yajzikum khayra. And indeed the ajar, the blessings, ya ikhwani, Allahu yubarik feekum, is for those that sit closest to the front and for those that sit closest to the imam. That is where the blessings are. And the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim jami'a, they used to hurry to the masjid to find room in the first row, or as close to the front as they may possibly get. Allahu yubarak fikum. So indeed, ya ikhwan, Allahu ja'alla wa ala, Allahu jalla wa ala, He says, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you were to attempt to count the blessings of Allah Jalla wa Ala, you would not be able to do so. If you were to attempt to count the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you would not be able to do so. The Mufassirun, they mention the meaning of this on two different levels. Firstly, ya ikhwani, Allah yubarak feekum, they say that if you were to physically sit down and attempt to count the blessings of Allah upon your fingers, or with any other means that you may do so, with which you may count something, you will never be able to reach the end of the blessings of Allah upon you. There will never come a time that you will reach the end and say, na'am, this is the khulasa, this is the end, this is where the blessings of Allah end upon me. Every breath that you take is a blessing from the blessings of Allah. Every moment that He gives you to live and to seek repentance from Allah and to increase yourself in righteous good deeds is a blessing from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every salah that you perform, every fast that you complete, every word of truth that comes out of your mouth is a blessing from the blessings of Allah. Why? Because indeed none of these actions, ya ikhwani, Allahu yubarik feekum, are done without the permission of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You do not will to do something except that Allah has willed it. You do not will to do a righteous good deed except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed you to do that good deed. So indeed, from the blessings of Allah Jalla wa Ala, ya ikhwani, at the head of them, not even mentioning the blessings you have from wealth, the blessings you have from health, the blessings you have from your family, from your parents and your children, from the blessings that Allah has given you from your wives, and from your husbands, and from your daughters, and from your sons. Not even counting these blessings. This is the first explanation of this ayah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to sit down and attempt to count, one, Allah gave me this. Two, Allah gave me this. Three, Allah gave me this. You will not be able to do so. You will never reach the end of the blessings of Allah. ثانياً, if you cannot reach the end of the blessings of Allah, if you cannot even fathom where the blessings of Allah Jalla wa Ala end, how can you then be thankful to Allah for each and every blessing He has given you? How can you thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for every blessing that He Jalla wa Ala has given you and has gifted you with? And that is not possible. The second condition, ya ikhwani, as Shaykhana al-Fadil, Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan, he writes, he says, al-halu thani mimma yajri ala al-abdi fi hadhihi al-dunya, min mahnin wa ibtila'atin min Allahi yabtalihi biha. The second condition that you and I find ourselves in is what occurs upon us, what passes us from tests, and trials and tribulations in this life. And that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tests us with and causes to pass over us. فَيَحْتَاجُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى الصَّبَرِ. So the slave of Allah, he is in need of patience. وَالصَّبَرُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَنْوَاعٍ. And that patience, ya ikhwan, it is of three different categories. Firstly, habsun nafsi an ittasakhuti bil maqdur. That you stop yourself from becoming angry over what Allah has destined for you. If Allah has destined for you something, whether it is sickness, whether it is loss of wealth or loss of health, whether it is loss of life or the life of someone you love, that you stop yourself from being angry with Allah. That you stop yourself from being angry with your destiny, what Allah has written for you. But rather you suffice yourself. You suffice yourself with knowing that it is what Allah had written for you. And that if the entire dunya was to come together to save you from that, they would not be able to save you from that. It is narrated on Al-Walid ibn Ubadah ibn Samit, the son of Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when his father reached old age and he was upon his bed in sickness, his son Al-Walid Ibn Ubadah, he came to him and he said, oh my father, advise us, advise your children. So they sat up their father. And their father advised them and said, no, whatever good that reaches you, if all of the ummah was to come together to stop that good from reaching you, they would not be able to stop it if Allah has written it for you. And whatever harm reaches you from what Allah has written upon you, if all of the nation was to come together to stop it from occurring, they will not be able to do so. They will not be able to do so. And then he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ فَقَالَ لَهُ أُكْتُبُ. Then he said, the first thing that Allah created, it was the pen. And Allah ordered the pen to write. قَالَ يَا رَبِّي وَمَاذَا أَكْتُبُ. And the pen said, oh my Lord, what should I write? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, write everything that will be until the day of judgment. And this was 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. So who will stop a trial or tribulation from befalling one of us if it is written in Allah al-Mahfuz. Our iman and our belief in that gives us sabr, it gives us patience. To say whatever inflicted me, it inflicted me by the permission of Allah. It inflicted me because Allah had written that for me. And it is not for me to become angry with what Allah has destined for me. Secondly, وَحَبْسُ اللِّسَانِ عَنِ الشَّكْوَى إِلَى الْخَلْقِ. That you should stop your tongue from complaining to the creation about what has inflicted you. You should not complain to anyone from the creation that look at me, look at my poverty, look at my health and how it has deteriorated. Look at what has occurred in my family from death. Look at what has happened. You should not complain. Thirdly, وَهَبْسُ الْأَعْضَاءِ عَنْ أَفْآلِ الْجَزِعِ. That you should stop your limbs. You should stop your limbs from showing distress over what has inflicted you. From what you find from the days of Jahiliyyah. From when death occurred in the family, you would find some of the people will beat themselves and tear out their hair and beat their children over what has occurred upon them. But rather you are patient upon all of this. The third condition, ya ikhwani, al-halu thalith, ibtila'uhu bil-hawa wal-nafsi wal-shaytan. And that is that Allah tests you with your own desires. That Allah tests you with your evil wants. And that Allah tests you with the shaytan. And for indeed, fashaytan al-adu al-akbar. The shaytan, he is the greatest enemy. And indeed, his deed is to lead you astray from the path of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And he does this by two means. In every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in every prohibition, if Allah has ordered you with something, or Allah has prohibited you from something, you will find that shaitan will desire to lead you astray by one of two ways. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you with the salah. And if shaitan finds in you laziness, and a desire or a weakness in the desire to offer the salah, the shaitan will lead you to become ghafil. The shaitan, he will lead you to leave off the salawat. Maybe you will begin by just not being attentive in the salah. And then that will lead you to delaying the salah to the end of its time. And then that will lead you to delaying it past its time. Which will then lead you to leaving off some salawat. Which will then lead you to leaving off the salawat altogether. Which may lead you to leave off Islam in completeness. Wal-iyadu billahi ta'ala. And if shaitan, he finds in you a desire and a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will lead you to extremes in that. So if he finds in you a desire, barakallahu feekum, to pray the salawat as Allah has mandated for the men in the masjid, and salatul jama'ah min al-wajibat, for the men, salatul jama'ah is from the wajibat. Nowadays, the men are like the women. That we pray in our homes with our women by our sides. And we don't come out of our homes and go to the masjid for Salatul Fajr. Even though Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give even the blind man an excuse from going to the masjid. But if the shaitan finds in you a desire to be obedient to Allah, and you to be from those that want to pray every salah in the masjid, he may play with your thoughts and say, if you leave the masjid and you go to work and you earn a living, then you may not be in the front row. Hence it is better for you to leave off your work and to just stay in the masjid. And this is from ghulu, and this is from going to extremism in these affairs. These are the two ways that the shaitan will lead someone to sin. If these are the three conditions, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that we find ourselves in, contemplate over the dua of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. This man, which is vilified by the Muslims and the Kuffar jami'an, who is vilified by all the Muslims and the non-Muslims together, and the dua that he has made for you and I. أَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرًا وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرًا وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرًا. That may Allah make you from those that when they are blessed, they are thankful. That when they are tested, they are patient. And when they are sinful, they repent. فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الثَّلَاثَ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ. Indeed, these three affairs are from the means of happiness. A means of happiness, not only in the next life, but means of happiness in this life. هَذَا وَسَلَّ اللَّهُ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على آخر الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. Two of these conditions, يا إخواني الله يبارك فيكم وأخواتي. Two of these conditions are mentioned in the hadith, which is collected by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Yahya Suhayb ibn Sinan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, wa huwa Rumi. He was from Rome. And he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عجباً لأمر المؤمن أن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. He said that astonishment, portraying astonishment and surprise at the affair of the believer, that his affair in totality is good. Regardless of his condition, the affair of the believer is good. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is not for anyone other than the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ أَصَّرَّاءُ شَكَرَ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ الضَّرَّاءُ صَبَرَ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. If something good inflicts him, if he gets a blessing from the blessings of Allah, he is thankful to Allah. He is thankful to Allah. And that is good for him. And if something bad inflicts him, he is patient. He is patient. And that is good for him. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the meaning of this, whatever your condition in this life, whether you are given wealth and health and children and offspring and a long life, and before all of this, the ni'mah of Islam, the ni'mah, the blessing of Islam and sunnah and acting upon that. Or Allah tests you with sickness and poverty, and a loss of life, whether in yourself or in your family. Whatever your condition is good. And it is a means of you attaining the pleasure of Allah, either through thankfulness or through patience. And rather, if Allah has blessed you with something, and you are thankful to Allah, the fact that Allah gave you the blessing of being thankful is greater than whatever blessing He gave you in this dunya. Fahimtum? Whatever blessing Allah gives you from the blessings of this life, from those things that are beloved to you and I because we are from the children of Adam. Whatever blessing Allah has given you, so if He has blessed you with wealth, and you say, Ya Allah, أشكرك على نعمتك الكبيرة, I am thankful to you for your great blessing upon me. The fact that Allah guided you to being thankful to Allah is a greater blessing than the wealth that Allah gave you. And if your thankfulness to Allah is a blessing from Allah, then you have to be thankful to Allah for your thankfulness to Allah. And then that second thankfulness to Allah is indeed in itself a blessing from Allah. So it is obligatory on you to be thankful to Allah for being thankful to Allah. For being thankful to Allah for whatever blessing He has given you from the blessings of this life. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah, you won't be able to do so. The fact that you recognize that it is a blessing of Allah upon you is a blessing from Allah. Listen to what the poet said. إذا كان شكري نعمة الله نعمة علي له في مثلها يجب الشكر فكيف بلوغ الشكر إلا بفضله وإن طالت الأيام واتسل العمر. He said, إذا كان شكري نعمة الله نعمة علي له في مثلها يجب الشكر. If my thankfulness to Allah, if my thankfulness upon the blessing of Allah is in itself a blessing, then again it is obligatory on me to be thankful to Allah. فَكَيْفَ بَلُوغَ الشُّكْرِ إِلَّا بِفَضْلِهِ وَإِنْ طَالَتِ الْأَيَّامُ وَاتَّسَلُ الْعُمْرُ. How then can I reach the ghaya? How can I completely be thankful to Allah except, how can I completely be thankful to Allah upon His blessings? وَإِن طَالَتِ الْأَيَّامُ وَاتَّسَلَ الْعُمْرُ. Even if the days pass by and they are long, even if the days are long and my life is spent in being thankful to Allah, I can still not be thankful to Allah sufficiently. This is the reality, ya ikhwan. This is the reality of our existence. And upon us is these two affairs. To be thankful for what Allah has gifted you with. From the greatest of those affairs is that Allah gifted you with Islam. That Allah, He knew in you was some good which was deserving to be guided. Even though the son of Nuh alayhi salam was not guided. Even though the father of Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam was not guided. Even though the wife of Lut alayhi salam was not guided. even though the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not guided. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat and went to Abu Talib while he was upon his deathbed, said, "Ya Ammi, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ." Oh my uncle, say لا إله إلا الله, that I may have something to stand in front of Allah with. But Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Umayyah ibn Makhzum, they sat there and said, "Oh Abu Talib, are you going to turn away from the religion of Abdul Muttalib?" The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued to remind him, "Say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah." And the last of what Abu Talib said was, "Ana ala dini Abdul Muttalib. I am upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib. But Allah guided you to Islam. Allah guided you to Islam. So be thankful to Him. Be thankful to Him by spending what He has given you in the path of Allah. If Allah has given you legs, then use them in obedience to Allah. Do not use them in disobedience to Allah. If Allah has given you hands, then use them in obedience to Allah. Do not use them in disobedience to Allah. If Allah has given you wealth, and if Allah has given you health, and if Allah has given you sons, and Allah has given you daughters, use them in the path of Allah. This is your thankfulness. Not that you say, "I am thankful," but then you spend it and you waste it in other than obedience to Allah. This is not thankfulness. This is you playing with the religion of Allah. Thankfulness is recognizing, "Na'am, this is from Allah." Thankfulness is spending it in the path of Allah and not spending it in a manner that Allah has prohibited. Thankfulness is recognizing then that, "Na'am, this is from the blessings of Allah." أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَقِمُ الصَّلَاةِ. استووا واعتدلوا وتراصوا وسدوا الخلل.